AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction.
Your next piece of equipment is on MachineryPete.com. Search equipment from dealerships across the country to find what you're looking for. Only on MachineryPete.com.
Hey, welcome back. As Rob Fox was talking about, he sees a lot of continued chatter about carbon markets and climate smart agriculture here on the horizon for 2022. We're going to bring in Chip Flory to pick up that conversation here to round out today.
Yeah, thank you, Clinton. On Thursday, January 13th at 9 a.m. Central Time, Indigo Ag is going to host a webinar, an event, called Carbon Farming Connection. I'm going to be part of that, moderate a couple of panels, get into the conversation about the carbon markets and the development there. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about on this event. It's an outstanding agenda on it. And we've got Chris Harbert. He is the global head of carbon for Indigo Ag. Chris, welcome to AgriTalk.
Oh, thanks, Chip, for having me. Great to be here.
Absolutely. Okay. If it's not the first thing that people bring up, that farmers bring up at meetings this season, Chris, it's in the top three, easy, and that is the carbon markets. Where are we, do you think, on the learning curve for everybody, including Indigo Ag? Where are we in the development of the markets?
Yeah, it's still early stages, Chip. You know,
yeah.
We are just now getting through our first season with carbon, where we've gone through and paid farmers initially for that first crop of carbon. The first initial cohort's gone through with us. We're going into the second year with it, growing the program. So it's early stages, certainly.
Yeah. What have you learned in making that first crop of carbon? What have you learned through that process?
Yeah, we learned that, you know, the decision making, the hard part of it, is the grower making a decision on the farm to make those changes and to think about those new practices, try to incorporate those in and make that part of their production system, certainly. And then, you know, on the backside of it, we've done a great job of improving the data collection tools, the way that we collect the information needed to make sure that we can, in an independent and trusted way, maximize that credit return for that farmer and really maximize that payout per acre as best we can.
Yeah. I feel like farmers are still kind of at the kick in the tire stage. Is that where we're at, Chris? Still a lot of mystery, I think, in their minds at least, over how this is all going to work and how it's going to be measured.
Yeah, certainly. You know, we've been investing at Indigo in building just excitement and interest in the market for the buyers of carbon and trying to say, look, there's real groups out there buying the credits. I think what we're proving with this first carbon credit crop is that they're real, that we can create these credits, they're of quality, that the farmers can do it. So yeah, certainly there's that initial group who got in with us is really excited about it. There's a whole bunch of others who are kicking the tires around it, trying to say what's next. I think the important thing out of that certainly is, you know, over the next few years, we're going to see the price of carbon continue to go up as all the companies that made claims to say we're going to be carbon neutral by this date are having trouble getting there.
Right.
The credit market, that more demand, you know, the price goes up. We're going to see the prices go up. I think if you want to be a farmer prepared to capitalize on that, I'm telling guys, you got to get going now because you got to learn. You got to get this under your belt, get a couple of these carbon harvests through so that when those prices really start to take off, you're ready to really grab hold of that opportunity and run with it.
Okay, is that what got the initial group over the hump and decided to go ahead and sign up with Indigo? Just, you know, you got to get in to get ready.
Yeah, you got to get in to get ready. You know, there's another group of folks who were just thinking about it already, kind of on the fence about, well, maybe I'll try a cover crop. Maybe I'll think about a different tillage operation, different way to apply nitrogen. They're thinking about that stuff and saying, you know, well, if you're gonna pay me to maybe make that change, maybe this is the time to just push them off the fence and give them a chance to get going on it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So it feels like the court is getting a little crowded with participants in this carbon market. And Indigo was, if not the first, one of the first into the market. What makes Indigo different? How are we going to tell the difference between the companies?
Yeah, you know what? One of the important things, we came to the market, so we've always been from the start focused on quality and on standards. We said, you know, look, it's easy to come into a market, create your own rules, play in your own sandbox, but that's not what the buyers are looking for. They've got a very specific need from a carbon offset, carbon credit. And we said, you know what? We're going to go to them. We're going to make sure we follow the rules. And those rules are set by, in the U.S., a group called Climate Action Reserve. That's the registry that sets up the rules and sets the bar. And that bar is high, and that bar drives the high pricing. So we've always been there as saying high prices, high bar in terms of quality, will ultimately position ourselves to be the best option for the farmer, to say, look, if you're going to do this, if you're going to collect the data, you might as well get paid the most you can for it out of the program. So we've been there. We think that's the right way. And ultimately, I believe in kind of supply and demand economics, that'll drive ultimately growers coming over to Indigo as the choice.
Gotcha. It's a heck of a lineup that you've got for this January 13 webinar, Chris. I'm really impressed by the content that you're putting together.
Yeah, a lot of great speakers, a lot of great perspectives from the buyers, from growers that have had success with it, from those who are on the carbon team at Indigo. What we're really trying to show is that, hey, we're deep into this. We had the experiences of our first year through it, and we're ready to share that. We want to make sure everyone gets a chance to see the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it together, and get on board with, you know, farming isn't easy, whether it's classic farming or it's carbon farming. It's something that we're going to have to kind of help each other through, and no one's done this before. So we said, hey, we're in a lead role. We're here as leaders. It's our job to educate and help out and make sure people understand that, you know, this is real. It's doable. Yep. And you can participate in it too.
Yep. IndigoAg.com for more information on that January 13 webinar.
That's right. IndigoAg.com/events or Google Carbon Farming Connection. Either one will find all the information. Love to have anyone who would like to attend.
Perfect. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to being part of that.
All right. Thanks, Chip.
All right. Chris Harbert, he is the global head of carbon for Indigo Ag. Back to you, Clinton.
All right, Chip, appreciate it. Sounds like a great event. Hopefully folks will go check it out. Hey, if you're around this afternoon, make sure you come back. Jack Scoville of Price Futures Group is going to be sitting in for Chip, talking markets. And tomorrow morning, it's the Friday free-for-all. We've got guest moderator Sean Haney. He'll be here from Real Agriculture. It's going to be great. I've sure appreciated my time. I hope you all have a great, safe day out in farm country. We'll see you again soon.